depends. Daniel Eduardo has been here since 2012. He's a full-time member of staff, but he came to the Message Trust through the charity's academy course.
It's a 10-month programme from 18 to 25-year-olds where we come and we get trained in pretty much telling people about Jesus. So I'm a creative person. I beatbox. I'm musical. So they help me with that craft and how I could use my beatboxing and my music to tell the people about Jesus. And other people were trained in drums and just public speaking.
The team teaches kids songwriting, beatbox, guitar, drums, and also the technical side of producing too. It's an opportunity for them to be creative.
So many of these young people that we meet on a weekly basis are just creative beings. They're so good at it. And it's amazing how some people we've been joining for like 2 or 3 years, and every year we have the kind of this big showcase, and every year they just keep improving. So it's amazing to see just their creativity flourishing.
What I tend to do is I'll make beats and then people will write raps to it or vocal hooks and stuff.
Al Swetnam's one of the producers here at the recording studios. He says they also go out into the community.
We teach over at Bowdoin. We do a thing there called Bowdoin Street Academy with the Bowdoin Parish Church. And we have a student there, a girl called Chantelle, who is a rapper, and she's really talented. And she's a big fan of one of our bands here called 1224. And she's grown in so much confidence over the past couple of years. And she actually got to perform live with 1224 on stage on Sunday evening at the O2 Apollo.
The Message Trust has several music bands which go into schools. Daniel's a member of Brightline.
We talk about different social issues they might be encountering in the school, whether it's racism, bullying, prejudice, self-esteem. We talk about all these different issues, but because we're Christians, we always come from a Christian perspective regarding to those issues. And ultimately, we tell these young people about Jesus, and then we do music and perform and do gigs.
Whilst he recognises not all the youngsters will want to turn to God, Daniel says they get a very good response to their work.
The reception that we've had has always been positive. We've never had like a negative reception from the kids. The kids seem to love what we do and how we approach things. Obviously, you know, we always come from a perspective of us Christians. This is what we believe. And ultimately, it's their decision whether they want to accept it or not. The teachers seem to be fine with it because we're talking about real life situations. It's not like this airy fairy thing. It's like real stuff that young people encounter. And we believe that Jesus actually is the answer for those situations.
Both Al and Daniel take a lot of pride in their work with young offenders.
I think for a lot of the young offenders that we get here, just to have an opportunity to have that creative outlet that they wouldn't necessarily have elsewhere. Yeah, they find it a really positive thing, and it can really build their confidence. Even over a couple of days, you can see kids, you know, leaving with more confidence and like higher self-esteem than when they came. So it's really gratifying in that sense.
As a kid, I wish there was a place that I could go to as a studio where I could do music and just channel my creativity. They become more confident performing in front of their peers, sometimes performing in front of their parents, and parents are like, wow, they've changed so much. It's definitely a big honor to be able to work with such young people. Have on a mission now to make my mother proud, just to get so high, I've been chilling on a cloud.